Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. There is a trend in Hollywood now to take properties and movies that have been out for a very long time, make sequels to them, even though these movies should stand on their own, i.e. The Shining. So certain movies need sequels. John Wick to John Wick 2. Give me that. Matrix? No. How does everyone feel about these legacy sequels, movies, or direct sequels, indirect sequels, reimaginings of movies, Lion King in that format, all this other stuff?
I know I've asked for more Star Wars movies after the prequels ended. I've asked for more Star Trek movies. You know, James Bond, we expect to see James Bond 26, 27. Long-lasting franchise, like, there's taking a chance on something unknown versus working with something that you can invest some time and effort into.
If the writing is right, yes. But most of the time, the writing sucks. They never build on what made it great. What made Star Wars great was storytelling, setting up the next movie, and what branches out. Not doing the same stuff over and over
all
again.
Right, hold on for a second.
With upgraded CG.
All right, so we need to ask the definitive face of horror, James. How do you feel about The Shining and The Shining having a direct sequel?
Well, I have not seen Dr. Sleep. I have not read the book. I feel that, like you mentioned earlier, that certain movies don't need sequels. Just let it stand alone. Don't reboot it. Don't do anything to it. Don't touch it. This one, I'm not sure how this could go. I'm hoping it's going to be somewhat good since made from an actual book that is the sequel to The Shining.
James, let me tell you something.
It's not needed. And if it is needed, they feel they want to do it, I would suggest no more than 2 years or 3 years to do a sequel. Do not wait 5, 10, 15 years, a la Zombieland 2, because that wasn't needed. I mean, like I said, yeah. I enjoyed the movie, but
no new ideas in Hollywood. And I mean,
people aren't creative anymore.
There's always that blacklist of scripts that people have that these movies can't get made. There's just no new ideas.
I don't like sequels when they do it for the sake of just trying to make a dollar. Because to me, you don't really put any thought or effort into it. You just kind of make a movie for the sake of getting people in the theater. And therefore, you don't have a good product. If you do a sequel and you do it right, I'm all for it. But that rarely ever occurs in Hollywood. Like, rarely. You know, like Anchorman. I think Anchorman 1 is classic. Anchorman 2, it's okay. But you didn't necessarily need it when you look at it compared to the first one. Would have been fine just being the standalone that it was and being the material that it was. Second one, they tried to up the ante, so to speak, by throwing in all these cameos and doing over-the-top humor, and it just didn't work. Didn't have the same effect as the first one. I think they just do that too often. Like Fast and Furious, when it first came back, and I tell everybody this all the time, I wasn't going to go see it. My uncle was like, hey, did you see the new Fast and Furious? I'm like, no. He's like, you need to go see it. And then when I go see it, and it kind of picked up off of the old ones, to try to like fix things. And then after that, they did Fast 5 and it was like continuation. The sequels work. Now it's just getting to the point of ridiculousness. Okay, you're literally just making a movie to make a dollar.
Keith and I just watched the sixth one yesterday when Vin Diesel literally flew across a bridge.
Oh my gosh, I remember that scene.
And Keith was like, yeah, that could happen in real life. Like, stop, Keith. Just stop. I think a lot of this is the effect from Marvel. Marvel has a series of movies, a universe, and all these movies kind of tying together. A lot of it is just that people believe they can revive all these franchises to have another 4, 5, 6, 7 movies that all kind of tie into this larger universe. I would say a movie that needs a sequel, 100% needs a sequel, is Dread from 2012. Completely needs a sequel. Where's my sequel at? But then they probably try to do some weird social justice bend on it. Dread can't kill people.
Right, because you can just make a movie and make a movie, if that makes sense what I'm saying. You don't have to make a movie and make it relevant to what's going on now. There's plenty of that all around. You don't have to do that. Dredd doesn't have to be this socially conscious dude that comes in and says, don't wear blackface. It wouldn't make sense. It's not necessary. And you're right in the sense that Marvel did kind of cause this in a way, because now every studio is going, how do we create our own Marvel? Which isn't going to work, because Marvel's a comic book series. Comic books are ongoing. You can make hundreds of movies that's going to go on and on and on, just like a comic book. These other movies, they're not that. They're films. Make a film. And if it warrants a sequel, then you make it, like, who just said 2 or 3 years, tops? Was it Jay?
Yeah, it was Jay.
Terminator 1 and Terminator 2. When was the first one came out? Wasn't it like 80, what, 3, 4?
Yeah, it was 84. Pretty long period in between.
Yeah, it was a while ago, yeah.
Then next one was, what, 92?
Yep.
But James Cameron takes his time because he ain't shit. But outside of that, he may be like the one exception. But if you're going to do it,
he made your favorite Avatar movie.
Right.
I just had
Avatar
to put that,
was a good movie.
I just had to put that in there. We're going to buy it.
Avatar is a complete piece of shit. I'm sorry. Most visually stunning thing ever, yes. But as a story, that thing sucks. I can't wait till the sequels come out so I can laugh at those two. Anyway.
Sorry.
What about like Alien 1 to Alien 2? What was the timeline like? One like 79, then the other one was 80 something?
Yeah, it was classic.
And I think Aliens 3 was
86
like
was 90 it was something. 86.
But again, even though time passed, you made a film that still was good because you sat down, you took the time to write a story that's coherent. You came up with a good idea that made sense and you made a movie. It wasn't what's working in Hollywood now. Let's try to do the same thing and bring back something that's 20 years old that nobody's asking for. Coming to America too. I'm on the fence. Wanted a sequel, but I'm also like, are you going to go too far with this? Because you got like every black comedian in existence making a cameo, which is fine, whatever. But is it going to make sense? Because everybody say, oh, we got a script that works, this and that. Because everybody says the same thing every time, right? They finally had a good idea. And the script makes a lot of sense. And Eddie really wants to do it. And Arsenio's on board. And this. But then when you see the movie come out, you're sitting there going, yeah, y'all really shouldn't have made this. Because it's just way over the top. It wasn't a good idea at the end of the day, really. And is that what it's going to be? That's my biggest question.
All right. So I'm going to point to two movies, which I think are the embodiment of this prop. So one movie is going to be Prometheus. 2012-ish, I think, when that movie came out. That Ghostbusters movie, the last one, the Melissa McCarthy,
Kate McKinnon, Kristen Wiig, Leslie Jones.
I think those two movies are the embodiment of what this problem is, that one, no one was really asking for more Aliens movies, mainly because the AVP, Aliens versus Predator, Alien in Space, all the dumb stuff that came after that. No one was asking for more of that. But Fox was just like, hey, you know, we got Ridley Scott on board. We should do this. And that movie was hot garbage. They thought that this was going to lead to this whole large universe of movies, another set of movies. Didn't work out like that. Same thing with the Ghostbusters movie that they were planning for at least a sequel. And you couldn't even get that accomplished because the first movie just was not good. The Ghostbusters idea, Ghostbusters worked because it was in the 80s. It doesn't work now. There's a disconnection that people have between like today's society or today's movie watching in public and maybe movies from like the 90s and like 80s. People watch movies. Now people just consume content. They don't have the affinities for these series and the people that are asking for some of these or at least assume, I guess other than Star Wars being the exception, it's just people that might have enjoyed that stuff when it was out.
Well, in terms of like time it took, like Star Wars is always operated under its own different beasts. These were self-contained story arcs. You had one arc that took place over the course of 9 years. Then the second arc took place over the course of 9 years. You guys' point that episode 4, then episode 5 came out 7 years later. It was a consistent schedule that came out, much like Marvel's phases and everything. The thing is, though, everyone wants the sequel to the things that they like. They want more of it. And just like you point, Barry, like it's all about consuming content, not embracing that. When done properly and when done well, it works. It's up to the storytellers to produce that content in a way that is consumable. But at the same time, you're telling your whole story. You're getting out your story that keeps them vested in. Again, I bring up Marvel. We were vested in the storyline. I bring up Star Wars. We were vested in that storyline. We wanted to see not just the storyline. We were vested in the universe itself. We, the consumer, ask for more. More of the same, more of what we liked in an attempt to recreate or reproduce that feeling we got when we saw the first movie that we really liked, or to address the problems we had with it to make that perfect film. The sequel problem has always been a problem in Hollywood. The whole idea that Hollywood can't come up with a unique idea, but granted, I think this is part of the idea process anyway. I mean, you're going to have like 50 movies out of the 50 films you get a year, five of them are going to be the gems of that whole year. But to that point, we mentioned before in a different broadcast that John Carter is something that I bring up. John Carter by Disney came out in what, 2013, I believe, 2012. The film was good. It was a solid popcorn movie that had potential, left that it was open-ended for additional films in that franchise. You know, they were trying to establish a new franchise based off of the books written back in the 1920s. You know, basically about a guy who in the 1800s wakes up on the planet of Mars, called by a different name completely, with the idea that Mars was habitable back, you know, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. The premise itself was so far out that people questioned, what the heck is this about? No one knew anything about it. So it was a question of how well could they sell it? And the movie that they did produce would turn out to be pretty good. But the fact is that no one knew anything about it. They didn't know anything about the source material. Little was known about it. Had this been an established series or whatever, it would have done well. But any kind of new material, we look at it very warily. We take it with a grain of salt. The Marvel movies would not have done as well if there wasn't some source material or some foreknowledge of what we were going to get with that.
Well, let me cut you off for a second. So there was a director that I respected up until a certain point until he started doing sequels. Denis Villeneuve, at least when I started paying attention to him, came out with Prisoners, went from Prisoners to Enemy, from Enemy to Sicario, which was a great movie.
It's a phenomenal movie.
Then Arrival, and then he fell into the whole, let's make sequels to movies that don't need sequels, which was Blade Runner. And then he's also doing the Dune movie. I don't know.
Blade Runner movie wasn't horrible.
Yeah, I was there with you.
I mean, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't horrible. Somebody should have just reined his ass in, because there was like 30 ideas running around in that movie. I see your point. Dune's not a sequel, but it's taking a separate IP or whatever. But I mean, are you saying that you'd rather more original content like Sicario?
Yes. I would want Sicario, not Sicario 2.
Okay.
Why Sicario got a sequel, I don't know. But where's my Dread sequel? That's all I keep saying. Where's my District 9 sequel?
There's a District 9 sequel. Oh, you're right. No, you're right. There was. I'm thinking about that French movie, District 21.
District B13?
Yeah, that was, that's what I'm thinking about.
There's like four of those movies. like RoboCop. I mean, come on, dude. Just stop with the unnecessary sequels. And like even like reaching back to certain movies, it just does not work. It just does not work. There are exceptions, but there's very few of those. So,
Sicario was all word of mouth. It didn't make as much money as it should have made based on the fact of how good it was. You know, you've got to take a chance on some of that stuff. I mean, sequels are necessary for that at a certain point and stuff. And first, I'll watch Sicario 2 because I love the first Sicario so much. So, I mean, I don't mind sequels that much. I mean, I would prefer them that they were well made and they didn't try to recreate the exact same story beats of the first one. But at the same time, I hate that they would branch so far from their original source. I didn't like Sicario 2 because it branched so far away from the what made the original so good.
Sequels, or at least reboots, remakes of movies. I mean, again, Disney will give you Lady and the Tramp.
How's that even going to work? Is it like CG or are they just going to...
So it'll be CG.
It's the Lady and the Tramp, like who the voice actor.
Well, why does it matter?
No, it does matter.
But it doesn't matter because all they need are just content for Disney Plus.
That was the fourth film I was talking about that time when I said Disney had four films coming out. Lady and the Tramp was the other one.
Why? Like, I just don't know why.
Because Lion King made $1 billion. I don't know.
Well, The Lion King was a good movie. Just like the original was a good movie. This one making $1 billion, people reliving their childhood. Lady and the Tramp, that's going to be a dud. Let's make a sequel to Five Goes West. Make it happen. See what
it might happen. You never know. Or making another Ghostbusters.
Make another Babe movie. I don't know. Yeah,
I wanted to remake Excalibur.
But yeah, so Hollywood, please stop. I doubt that's going to happen. That's the Beast Game Podcast.